This is the Lord's table. The Lord Jesus invites all who love him and want to follow him to share in this feast. Hear how the Apostle Paul describes it. I've already told you what the Lord Jesus did on the night he was betrayed. This meal came from the Lord himself. He took some bread in his hands. Then after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body which is given for you. Eat this and remember me." After the meal, Jesus took a cup of wine in his hands and said, "This is my blood, and with it God makes his new agreement with you. Drink this and remember me." And Paul concludes, "The Lord meant that when you eat this bread and drink from his cup, you tell about his death until he comes." So as the Lord Jesus took bread, I take this bread and I take this wine to be set apart for this holy and special use. And as he gave thanks, let us give God our thanks and praise. It is right to give you our thanks and praise, O God, for in Christ you have freed us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And now we give you thanks for the hope to which you call us in your Son, that following in the faith of all your people, we may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and with them receive the unfading crown of glory. And so we join with the saints and angels, echoing your praise throughout the world and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." We thank you that Christ has brought us together at this table to strengthen us by his love. Remembering all he has done for us and resting in faith on his eternal sacrifice, we follow his example and obey his command. Send your Holy Spirit to bless us, and these your gifts of bread and wine to us, that we, receiving them by faith, may be made partakers of his body and blood with all his benefits, to nourish us and help us grow in grace, to the glory of your most holy name. And here in response, we offer and present to you our very selves to be a living sacrifice dedicated and fit for your acceptance through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Let us join together in the family prayer of the church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do it in memory of me." Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us your peace. Take, eat. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. Do this remembering him. This cup is the new covenant, sealed by Christ's blood, which was shed that the sins of many might be forgiven. Drink from it, all of you. We are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, through Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far off and to those who were near. May the peace of the Lord Jesus be with you. Now let's give one another a sign of peace.